Our guest is Betty J. Eady, author of Embraced by the Light, the most profound and complete near-death experience ever. It's a book that is available at your bookstore from Gold Leaf Press of Placerville, California, but has national distribution. In fact, it's been on the New York Times bestseller list at number one. It's been out about a year. We just had John, Betty, talk about an experience he had. You probably need to, maybe within a minute if you can, explain to us what your experience was briefly. But before you do that, I have to add, because we only have about 3 minutes left. I have to ask you, he brought up the question of previous lives, previous loves. Does that fit into your understanding of any of this at all?
I don't understand previous lives. We talk about reincarnation, mm-hmm. but it was explained to me that reincarnation, as we think of it, does not exist.
This would be, what he would be having would be something like a flashback or an hallucination or something like that, then.
I really have no idea what he had. I have heard literally hundreds of stories much like his experience. And I believe when they read the book about cells having memories, I think that has a lot to do with it. I've become a counselor. I've worked with people that have had experiences like this, and there are many explanations for it.
Did you see a light?
Did I see a light as I traveled? Yes, I did.
Okay.
When I died, I did see the light.
Was there a tunnel?
There was a tunnel. All of the
same things that we hear from
all the things that you normally hear. And the reason they call mine the most profound is because of the information I was able to come back with after I seen the light and witnessed that the light was Jesus Christ. And then I was shown many wonderful things in heaven and told why we're here on earth and about the negative and the positive and how we also create our disease, our illnesses. And this information seems to, the cells having memories, as a matter of fact, is something that the University of Washington just came out with here just a few months ago as something that they just found out about. And this is, like I say, was interesting to me because I knew about this back in 1973.
Well, our time's almost up. We appreciate you staying up late tonight to be on with us, and, you know, we could discuss this for hours.
I know. Well, I would just like to leave, Jerry, if you will. The message that was sent back with me was just a message of love, and that we are to learn to love one another. And if we can do that, that is all that is really necessary here on Earth.
Thank you very much, Betty. You sound like a delightful lady, and the book is a good, fast read. It's not one of those big, thick books. I would urge anybody to go to the bookstore and get it. Thanks once again, Betty, for talking with us.
And thank you.
You ever thought about becoming a licensed private investigator? No need to pay hundreds of dollars in researching fees, because Hall of Fame member of the National Association of Investigative Specialists, Joe Culligan, has the answer for you. He's written the most comprehensive and complete reference manual available, giving you the information you need about the licensing requirements in all 50 states and elsewhere, so that you too can become a highly paid licensed private investigator. This manual is all beef and no bull, so you can become a private investigator part-time or full-time quickly by learning the requirements in all 50 states and more. Yes, you too can become a PI. Order Joe Culligan's Requirements to Become a PI book or video now. They make great gifts, too. Only $19.95 plus postage shipped anywhere. To pay by check or credit card by phone, call 1-800-921-9898. 1-800-921-9898.